Hello there, and welcome to the Seven Nation Podcast here on yourprepsports.com. It is Thursday, April the 18th, a little before 11:30 a.m. Central Time. I am Rob Howe, joined by Ryan Merkin from Your Prep Sports, and we're going to talk a little prep sports. Imagine that on the Your Prep Sports Podcast. A lot of stuff going on now. It's kind of a hairy day here in Iowa for the last qualifying meets for Drake today. So good luck to everybody around the state trying to get those in. And that includes Ryan, the one of the premier regular season track meets in the state is the Coleman four-walled relays that are happening at City High tonight.
I think, Rob, I think it's going to be a nice night.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, we'll see, but it doesn't look great now. It hasn't looked great all morning, but I think it's going to be all right here.
Currently 47 with light rain in Iowa City.
Okay.
So not ideal running weather.
Rain. I could do without the light rain.
Yeah, we'll see what happens later, but it's a big night. I mean, this is the last time, you know, these guys get to qualify for one of the country's premier track meets.
And it's cool too. There's a lot of things that make a good track meet, obviously. And fortunately for me and you know, area athletes on this side of the state, there's a lot of really good ones over here. A lot of places that run good meets. And we joke about this, Rob and I do, but anybody, if you're a fan or whatever, and my daughter runs track now, and Rob, your kids have run track. It's like you go to track meets and a well-run track meet is really enjoyable. And sometimes when it's not, it's not as enjoyable. But there's a lot of nice facilities over here and a lot of places that run really good meets. Unfortunately, one of those that runs a great meet is Solon. And unfortunately theirs was Tuesday I don't think any events happened on Tuesday because of the weather, which was probably wise by everyone involved. But four-walled Coleman is as good as it gets. And there's a lot of things that make for a good track meet, but good facility, which they have, run well, which it always is. I mean, that thing runs as well as, you know, as state meets, you know, sometimes, and just as far as being on time and how they get through it. And then good competition. And that is a really, really good meet on both the boys and girls side, which will be exciting to follow. City High. And then lastly, I was going to say, it sounds kind of cliched, Rob, but good meets are made by places that are really, you know, that really care, for lack of a better saying, lack of a better way of saying it, that are really into it. And, you know,
A lot of the same volunteers at City High.
Yes.
Running the stopwatches, yep. Running the exchanges. It's a lot of the same people that have been doing it for quite a while. And that's why one of the reasons why they got the state qualifier meet too.
100%. And when you have meets that people really, really care about, then that leads to being well run. And then that leads to the really good teams wanting to come to it. And that's what happens to Four Walled every year, is people want to be in that. And then it adds to it too a little bit that, you know, like you said, it's this date. So it's your last chance to qualify for Drake. And really even more so for some kids, you know, some kids are trying to get into Drake. Not every kid realistically, or not every relay, or not every event realistically is going to get into Drake. But on top of that too, this is kind of, you know, the last regular season meet, so to speak. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is kind of the tune-up. We talk about this, you know, on the podcast before. Track season in Iowa is a sprint, man. And we are squarely at the halfway point. So everything from here on is basically the home stretch, Rob. I mean, we're a month away from the state track meets. And we go Drake relays next week, conference meets, you know, state qualifiers are the 9th of May, and then we're at the state meet. So I mean, this is your last kind of, I don't want to call it a tune-up, but this is kind of your last, especially with Drake being next week. There are some meets next week. You know what I mean? I shouldn't say this is the, there are some regular season meets.
Park Creek has one, right?
Yep. Yeah. And there's several around. And so, you know, that's other kids or all kids get a chance to run again, probably before conference. But, you know, for teams being all to, for a lot of teams, especially the bigger schools being all together, this is kind of the last quote unquote regular season meet. So it all adds up to a really good day of track. You know, hopefully, like I said before, hopefully the weather's good tonight or good enough, but it should be really, really good. City High's won it, won the boys meet 3 years in a row. And West is there, you know, who's obviously a state championship caliber team on the boys side. So that'll be really, really fun to watch. And it should be really good, Rob.
I know it's been a, as you said, a crammed track season because of the weather at the front end, which some years we have. So what has happened in boys and girls track so far that you would like to highlight heading into this part of the year?
Yeah, I was at the Eastern Iowa Track and Field Festival on Saturday at West High, which was awesome. And
that's a cool event.
It is. And I was just going to say, I've loved that since they started it. I mean, and essentially kind of what that is too, is, you know, if people, I mean, most people listen, I'm sure, familiar with it or whatever, but it's kind of under the concept a little bit of, you know, I think in my stories, I called it an all-star format where it's kind of, you know, it's open to the top, however many kids, I think they do 16 per event or whatever it is. And so you can qualify, or you can, you basically, you're essentially qualify for it with your, with having a good time. And it's open to everybody. I think they had 49 schools represented on the boys and girls side. It's a lot of Eastern Iowa teams, but, and then, you know, there's no team scores and you're just trying to put down really good times. You know, ultimately it's a chance to qualify for Drake. It's a Saturday morning. They got a DJ. They have a lot of the stuff. You know, they've got some food trucks. It's just really cool. But it's kind of a chance, as I've talked to kids over the last couple of years about it. I don't want to say that you take the pressure off, but it's just, kids are like, hey, it's a great meet to go, you know, run fast. And you're trying to put stuff together that maybe you wouldn't put together at a normal meet. You know, hey, we think we can maybe get this relay in, et cetera, et cetera. So it's been really fun to watch. But, you know, you, it started, and then you have COVID, and then you have, you know, they had a couple years with bad weather. And it's just, you kind of got to string a couple of those together with nice weather and just it, so you can, so everybody can see what it is. And this year was awesome, Rob. The weather was perfect. The crowd was big. I mean, it was awesome. I was there all day. It was really, really cool. It's kind of what you envision that being when you start it. But then on top of it, you have that happen. The performances were amazing. And that's kind of when people are like, you know, I mean, you have guys or girls or, you know, teams putting down good times. That's when people see that and they, you know, they want to be a part of it. You know, I mean, so that was really good, but that got me back to looking after that and at the updated, you know, bound where everybody's at, top times from the state. And I gave it a little time because I know there's a similar meet in Des Moines that weekend, but, as I expected, again, I'll be honest with you. I think we talked about this on the podcast not that long ago. I don't spend a ton of time looking at that early. I mean, this time of year, I'm looking at it almost every day or after every meet. Early in the season, I'm not necessarily doing that, but there's been some really, really good stuff. And I'll start with, you know, field events. On the girls' side, Alyssa Pierce from West Branch won the shot put at that. She's just off of 40 feet, Rob, which should have her thrown at Drake. It's a school record.
What year is she?
She's a junior.
Wow.
And that's great. I mean, she just is her last throw. I was able to see that one. And so that's really good. And then Ben Campman from Solon threw the disc 188, 4.5, which leads the state right now. That was also Saturday. So
he's going, where's he going to school?
He's going to Duke for track.
That's awesome.
Which, yeah, I mean, you get up and you're approaching 200 feet, you know what I mean, in the discus, like you're really, really, really on to something. And that was a career best for him, but something tells me that he's got, you know, at this point in the season, he's got bigger throws in him here in these weeks to come. But that was, you know, Solon had a great day there. I think on my story, initially I had that they had three school records. Britt Cobble actually broke his own school record in the 1600. So they had, I think, four school records. They won the shuttle hurdle school record, set the 4x8 school record. And that's a great example of what I'm talking about with that meet. They set a school record, shattered their school record in the 4x8, Rob, and I think they got fifth. You know, West ran 7:57 or whatever they ran. So for the schools like that, it's awesome. I mean, Regina had some really good stuff. West Branch had some really good stuff. It's a great chance for those schools to see some competition that they rarely see. Yeah. Not that they don't see good competition, but I mean, you start getting schools from all over the place, and City and West and Liberty, as good as they all are, you know, especially on the boys' side. There was some other really good stuff from some of the smaller schools that came over too. So it was really cool. But the thing to kind of watch here, Rob, as it shakes out a little bit, and there's a lot to watch. on the track. There's been really good stuff. But one of the things that you mentioned that stood out, one of the things is, you know, Regina, West Branch, some of those schools have, I think, are really improved. It'll be interesting to see what they can do at their conference meets. Regina on both sides, you know, new coaching staff, they've been much better this year. You know, a lot more competitive at every meet. So that'll be fun to watch as we get to RBC and state qualifiers and some of those. But Clear Creek, as always, really good. You know, Ben Robeson does such a good job with their program. They've been very good again this year and really competitive at their meets. Solon, same way. But the thing, there's a lot to watch, and we'll actually have some of these stories coming up on things to watch, obviously, at conference meets and districts meets, et cetera. But the West boys, I mean, this was kind of the expectation coming into the season that they could, you know, compete for a state championship. And they've done nothing to suggest that they're not going to be right in that mix, Rob. I just looked at it. They're top five in the state. So not just, you know, in 4A, but top five in the state in five relays. Fourth in the 4x1, second in the 4x2, fifth in the 4x4, third in the 4x8, second in the distance medley. You know, Isaiah Lovelace has top four times in the 100 and the 200. Mustafa Tia, you know, third in the 800. Aiden Jacobson ran a great 400 hurdle on Saturday, the best time in the state this year. It's only the second time he's run it. You know, so he's obviously a state championship caliber, running state championship caliber times in that. So I mean, it'll be fun to see how they put everything together, Rob. Last year they had so much success with the relays at state, winning all the relays, which is well documented. You know, what will they do this year as far as, you know, they're obviously, I mean, you have relay times like that, they're obviously going to be score points in relays, but do they really go after relays? Do they load some of these guys up in more individual events? And then they've just got really, really versatile guys. I mean, Isaiah Lovelace can run, you know, ones, twos, fours, like, and you look at the number of ones and twos and fours that are out there on relay legs, and he's as fast as anybody in the state. He's such a difference maker. So what do you do with a kid like Isaiah Lovelace? Mustafa Tia can run, you know, quarters down to the, I mean, you could probably have him run the mile or the 2 mile, you know, to be totally honest. So
it'll be fun. That's an underrated aspect of track, is how you put together the lineup for state and try 100%. To figure out what other, you know, the teams, you know, you're going to be competing against, what are they going to do? And what can we do to counter that? There's a lot of strategy that's involved.
100%. It's really fun to talk to coaches, and you don't always get out of them what they're going to do exactly. But, you know, the Solon girls, I haven't even mentioned them, you know, two-time defending state champion. They're kind of in that same situation a little bit. You know, they have, you know, with Gracie Fetterspiel and some of the girls, they have some really talented girls that I can probably guess an event or two. I mean, kind of like with Wes, you know, Aiden Jacobson's going to run the 400 hurdles, but then he is super talented. What do you do with him? You know, he can long jump and he can do all these different things. So it's like, what do you do with all these pieces? And you're exactly right. You know, and then you're looking at, hey, there's somebody that can, you know, there's somebody that's a really big favorite that's going to go long jump this many, you know, this far. Like, we think the max we can get in this event is this many points. And how do we put this together? And yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, there's some, I don't want to call them no brainers, but there's some pretty obvious things. You know, I'm assuming this kid's going to do this, but then there's a whole lot of, I mean, you look at the number of other possibilities there are for any team. It's fun to kind of look at on Go Bound, or look at, you know, I have my sheet of paper right here in guess, but it'll be fun. And then what's fun about it too is you don't always necessarily see those lineups at conference meets. You're trying to score points in a conference meet, and all these teams that I'm mentioning that have been really successful, they're going up, they all want to win their conference meet, you know. And so to see how they put that together for conference, and then how they come back in a week, and we've talked about this before too, you've got, you know, you're qualifying for a 3-day state meet in 4 or 5 hours, right? So you've got some quick turnarounds, and what do we think that somebody can do as far as a workload on that one day, that one Thursday for a state qualifier? So yeah, it's fun as a you know, follower like me to kind of follow along and see how they go about that. But the next month of track is going to be really, really exciting, starting tonight with Four Walled, and then obviously the Drake relays, and then, you know, we've got conference meets in the area this year. We've got state qualifiers at Solon and City High. And then obviously the state meet. So it's going to be really fun. Right? And like I said, I'm really excited to see what, you know, obviously Clear Creek and Solon will be factors in the WABAC as they, you know, I don't want to say always are, but have been for a long time. But to see the kind of strides that West Branch and Regina have made, you know, at the RBC meet, which is a really good, mm-hmm. a really good 2A/1A conference. And, you know, to see how far they can climb that. Cause I think watching, you know, seeing both of them with stuff at Saturday, and they weren't, neither of the Regina had won the 200 on the boys, but they weren't winning a bunch of events on Saturday against these schools. But man, I was really impressed by some of their times. So I'm kind of excited to see, you know, what they're able to do here in the next month, as far as starting with conference and then, you know, going into to state qualifiers, getting guys to state and then scoring points, or getting athletes to state, I should say, Rob, but that'll be fun to watch too.
Yep, that's the Four World Coleman Relays are this evening at City High. If you're listening to this on Friday or Saturday, sorry you missed it, then you can go to yourprepsports.com and find the rundown of it.
Yeah.
And like we always say, you know, this is just a snapshot of what you can find on the website at yourprepsports.com. So we can't do, you know, 10-hour podcasts. We try to just highlight the headlines, and then you can go over to Your Prep Sports and dig in a lot deeper over there. And we're able to bring you this podcast because support comes from Systems Unlimited, celebrating 50 years of providing services to people living with disabilities and mental health needs throughout East Central Iowa. A list of their services and upcoming events can be found at sui.org. That is sui.org. Thank you to Systems Unlimited for the great work they've been doing in our community for over half a century, and we certainly appreciate them supporting our podcasts.
And yeah. Can I say, I love that you said that, because a bunch of people probably will listen to this afterwards. You don't have to fast forward through the four walled talk. Just while we're talking about that, we didn't preview the meet.
No,
we
not really.
But as you're listening to that, pull up Your Prep Sports, and there'll be multiple stories for you right there.
So it's, you can say, oh yeah, Ryan talked about this, and here it is in writing.
Yeah, exactly. So there you go.
Also, switching is easy. We do it all the time. We switch on the lights. We switch TV channels. Ryan and Joni sometimes switch partners while square dancing. Well, that's a stretch. But what's not a stretch is how you can switch and save with State Farm. In fact, State Farm agent Chad Birch right here in Iowa City can switch you over so you can start saving today. Chad and his team are ready to welcome you to the State Farm neighborhood. With Chad Birch, it's easy to switch and save. Just give him a call when you want the real deal, like a good neighbor. State Farm is there. Thank you to Chad Birch and Systems Unlimited for their support of the podcast. Ryan, let's flip over to some soccer. What do you got for us on that front?
We hit boys soccer a couple weeks ago, and we'll be back. Obviously, Rob and I will be back each week, and we'll try to fly around a little bit here. But girls soccer this week, Rob, and new rankings will be out today. They're not out yet. Rob and I are doing this before noon, so you'll see the rankings. We'll have those posted, but our girls soccer team.
Yeah, and if you're listening to this, pull up yourprepsports.com and you can see the rankings.
There you go. That's what I'm saying. No, our girls soccer has been really good. We hit on boys last week, but I've been out. I've seen several of our teams already, Solon, Regina, City, West, Clear Creek. I was out at Clear Creek last week. They got a really good win against Mount Vernon, their top 15 team right now. But Liberty, Clear Creek, City, West, all ranked. Watched West and Liberty. The girls soccer I've watched, Rob, three or four matches already this year, have all been really good. And I mean, not just close, yes, but just really well played, especially this early in the season, which is not surprising. We have good, really good coaches in the area and stuff, but there's some really good stuff coming up as well. Tomorrow, I double check this, I guess, everyone, but tomorrow, I'm seriously doing this off the top of my head. Regina hosts Central DeWitt, who's a top 10 team in 2A. Regina's playing really well. After, I think they've won four in a row after losing to Solon to start the season. They beat Anamosa, who was ranked last week when I was over at Clear Creek. So that's a good one coming up. City and Liberty tomorrow should be really good. That's a top 15 game. Liberty's 11 in 2A. City's 3-1. They're 13. Their only loss is to PV, who's a state championship caliber team. I think they're third last week. West is 3-2. Their only losses are to top seven teams. They lost to Southeast Polk and Ankeny Centennial, who are both in that, you know, state tournament slash, I don't know how good they are exactly right now, but they're both really, really good. They're top seven. So, yeah, just really, really good girls soccer being played. And the matches keep getting kind of like we talked about with track. There's a bunch of good matches out there. So I'll be out tomorrow. Excited to see more. Again, we talk about this all the time, Rob, as far as putting yourself in a good position. I feel like all of those teams, you know, and you can throw Regina in that, who I think has a really good chance to be ranked this week, obviously. It's like, yeah, you'd like to be as ranked as high as possible. But I think for some of these teams, when you look at where they were at last year, they've already made, you know, massive steps to get where they're at. And then you pick off a couple really good wins if you're these teams, which West already has a couple, you know, wins over ranked teams. If City High, Liberty can kind of do the same thing. You know, like I said, Liberty's 2A. You give yourself a really good chance to play, you know, winnable regional final or be in a regional final, which ultimately has you on the cusp of going to the state tournament. So there's a lot to kind of figure out as far as, you know, the pecking order of things. But I guess, like I said before, not surprisingly, really, really, really good girls soccer so far.
Yeah, it's like all the sports. All the sports we talk about, right? What you do in the regular season.
And especially this time of year, like I mentioned this almost every year, we haven't gotten to tennis. Liberty girls are having a great season. West boys, of course, one of the premier programs in any sport across the entire state, which probably doesn't get talked about enough by anyone, which how good that program has been. But we'll have more tennis coverage. I haven't been out to tennis yet, largely because of the weather. Mm-hmm. On days when I was going to hit tennis, they haven't played tennis, just to be totally honest. So I'm trying to redo my schedule every day, but we got good tennis. We have really good golf this year, Rob. Yesterday, the Crandick meet was at Twin Pines in Cedar Rapids. Bella Pedersen was tied for second. I think she was six over yesterday. She's having a really good year. The Liberty girls were fourth at that, you know, which is all the Cedar Rapids, Iowa City schools. The Solon boys, the West Branch boys, the Clear Creek boys, the Regina boys, all, you know, have had their moments this spring. Solon boys should be really good again as we get to the postseason. Worth noting, Isaiah Zosky, this again, read the website, but junior for Solon is, you know, he was the medalist at the Solon Invitational, which we covered, you know, a couple weeks ago, but he shot a 29 the other day in a dual round. It's a school record. So 7 under on 9 holes. But yeah, as you said, we've got really good golfers. We've got really good tennis players. We have, you know, 3 or 4 boys soccer teams ranked. You know, I just said 4 girls soccer teams ranked. I think it could be 5 this week if Regina gets in. But yeah, the boys soccer rankings came out. Those are up on the site. You can get on and look at those. They're doing boys soccer rankings, the Iowa High School Athletic Union this year, which is awesome. Similar to the same or very similar to the way it's done football rankings and basketball rankings in the recent years, adding that where they have a committee that does rankings of these, which is great. It's a great thing that the union's doing. You know, having just a lot of people that are passionate about this, that care about it, putting their time into to get as good a rankings as they can have. But Regina's second, West Branch is ranked. West High is ranked in 3A, so really good boys soccer. And then, Rob, the kind of girls soccer story right now, I glossed right over this, but is that girls state soccer is moving to Ames, the girls state soccer tournament, starting in 2025. So 2025, 26, 27, the girls state soccer championships will be at Iowa State. So that'll be the change in venue. Rob and I have talked about that before in other sports. I'm not trying to start a huge conversation here, Rob, but I think in general, these moves have been good as far as, I mean, and again, I'm not trying to upset anyone or start, but just kind of given some of these places an opportunity to showcase and see if, like we talked about before with track, like, you know, see if somebody really wants it and kind of wants to roll out the red carpet, so to speak. I mean, I think of, you know, the move to Extreme, you know, for wrestling, which wasn't a move really, you know, the first sanctioned one, but the job that Extreme and Coralville has done with volleyball and wrestling, I think has been fantastic. And that's not to take anything away from Cedar Rapids either, Rob. I just think they've done a really good job. So I'm kind of anxious in a couple of years to see what that looks like. If you're familiar with the campus, the way I understand it, they'll use the multiple fields that are around the Lead Recreation Center and in the dorms there, the Willow Maple Larch area, to play multiple games. And then I honestly can't remember if it's semifinals or finals will be at Iowa State's complex. So I think it's cool, Rob, just to kind of see, you know, what it looks like. And I think generally, like I said, these venue changes have been net positives, the ones that, you know, have happened recently.
Yeah. Baseball at Banks has been pretty good.
Right. I think that's gone over really well. Honestly, I mean, like, you know, and again, that's not to say that it wasn't good at Principal. I love doing it at Principal, except for the years that I was there until like 2 a.m. That happened multiple times. The second time that happened, I'm like, all right, wait a second. Charlie Stump Coast West teams kept playing it, finishing the next day from when they're supposed to play. But no, other than I'm joking. I loved covering it there. I know, you know, I went there with several different photographers. I thought it was really good. We all enjoyed it. Just like I enjoyed, you know, volleyball in Cedar Rapids. I'm not just saying that. I honestly did. I'm, you know, from Cedar Rapids. Obviously, I know the area. I enjoyed it. But I agree with you, Rob. I think that Banks has been great. You have, you know, a full, again, even if you have the same number of people, kind of that atmosphere being, or that stadium being full, I think has been really cool. Environment's been good. I don't know.
It's like most things in life, man. Some people are going to be happy and some people are going to be upset with it if you're moving it. But, you know, as long as wherever it is, as long as it's well run, I don't think anybody has a complaint.
And that's a good point. And we'll get off of this topic here, Rob, but I would like to go to, I haven't, but I would like to go to State at Merchants in Carroll. Everybody that's talking, I mean, that might be the best venue. It's kind of where it's located. You know what I mean? Just as far as like from us, I mean, that's the thing about Des Moines in this state. You don't always have this until you've been to some other states where Des Moines is so centrally located that it's great for stuff. And I mean, really Ames is similar to that too, to be honest with you, but they're so centrally located. It's great because you can't really have somebody that's more than 3 hours away. I mean, it's almost geographically impossible. And until you go to some other states and you have teams that are like, you know, I had an hour drive. Well, I had a 6 hour drive. You know what I mean? Like, you get teams from all over the place when you have it, when, and there's nothing you can do about the geography of things, but I've heard Carroll does a fantastic job with baseball. So I like the multi-site element of baseball too. Just me personally, you know, and letting that field and that stadium kind of really, you know, mesh itself into that class each year, I think is cool. But it won't be that long, Rob, honestly, until we're potting about postseason baseball and softball. It's coming. I think we're whatever, a couple weeks away from, you know, the official start of those practices. Spring and summer. Spring goes so fast in all these sports. Like I mentioned track, but you know, we're a month away from state golf and tennis and all these things, a little more than a month. So we're coming up quick on all that stuff.
Yeah, no doubt. And we'll be back to talk about it on the podcast. But again, our main PSA is this is just an overview, Cliff Notes version of what you can find. Is Cliff Notes still a thing? Or is that just me dating the heck out of myself?
I hope so, because I still say that too. Anybody younger than us probably doesn't even know what that means.
What the hell are these old guys talking about Cliff Notes?
That's a good question. You should ask. You have You have.
It's got to be something online now, and it's probably.
You have a high schooler. You should ask them.
I'll ask her. I'll ask her when she gets home. Although she'll be at Fornwall tonight. But cliff notes, shorter versions, synopsis, headlines, whatever you want to call it. Yourprepsports.com will have all of the things that we've talked about today, all of the topics we've talked about today, and much more. And just check that out every day. You'll get new, fresh content about area high school athletics. And the podcast is just kind of like a bat signal for that. There I go, dating myself again.
I like that, though. I think that's good. It's like, hey, we're putting this out there.
Yeah.
Right. Like, I like to use the podcast, Rob. I had a listener that was giving me a hard time about this. I like to use the podcast as a little, like, and I didn't do it this week really, but like a little like 30 second to 60 second window into kind of what we have going on.
Yeah.
Like in our lives. I don't even mean like what we're covering. I just mean like Rob and I are doing our best. It's just like, it gets kind of crazy. And Rob, much more this time of year than me, although I have a lot going on with my family stuff. I've talked about this. If you know me, and I love the fact that so many of our listeners and readers, I've gotten to know so many parents and stuff, but my wife is an accountant. And so, like, I mean, you want to talk about just like chaos. It's just chaos at our house. Our kids are involved with stuff. Rob's the same way. But Rob, you're crazy with all the Iowa stuff this time of year a lot too. It doesn't stop. So he was like, you really kind of like to let everybody know what you have going on. I'm like, not a lot, but just a little bit of like a, hey, I thought maybe Ryan would be at this. It's like, yep, I could do something every single night of the week, maybe minus Sundays this time of year. It's like, I'm trying to get out as much as I can. There's a lot going on. So,
and there are roundups and other write-ups and other coverage to the thing. It's just physically impossible to get to everything, but you can find, what's gone down, a record of what's gone on in the area, high school athletics, on yourprepsports.com. As long as the coaches call in the results, they appear on the website, and coaches are good about that. So we thank them for doing that and continuing to do that. And we'll be back to talk more about it on the Seven Nation podcast. And again, this is just kind of an overview outline of what everything you can find on yourprepsports.com. That is yourprepsports.com. Check out the website, and we'll be back to talk to you again soon. Say goodbye, Ryan.
Bye.